It's been more than a decade since the internationally acclaimed wildlife photographer Michio Hoshino was killed by a grizzly bear, but residents of his native Japan and his adopted homeland of Alaska still mourn his loss. This Friday, a memorial totem pole will be erected in his honor, KCAW's Andy McDaniel reports.
My name is Tommy Joseph, Clinket Woodcarver, working here at the Sitka National Historical Park for the Southeast Alaska Indian Cultural Center.
Tommy Joseph has crafted nearly 30 full-size totem poles over the years, but the one he's putting the finishing touches on today is a little different. For one thing, it features an animal Joseph has never carved before.
A raven, a caribou, and a humpback whale. These are all Michio subjects, animals that he photographed in throughout Alaska. All but the bear on top, the glacier bear, also known as the blue bear. Our thoughts behind putting the blue bear on the top of the pole, Michio always wanted to see a blue bear or a glacier bear in the wild, but never did. So the thoughts was putting the blue bear on the top out of Michio's reach, as in real life.
The purpose of the pole is to honor the life of Michio Hoshino, a photographer and writer who was incredibly dear to both his family and his fans. Hoshino was born in Japan but spent 26 years in Alaska. His photographs of the state's unique wildlife and landscapes have attracted thousands of Japanese tourists here to see for themselves. Sitkin Bob Sam was a close friend of Hoshino's and recalls a man who experienced nature in a way not often seen.
He could sit in one spot for hours, if not days, just waiting for that perfect photo out in nature. When I was camping with him, we would very rarely talk at all.
It was Bob Sam who came up with the idea to erect a totem pole. He says the idea is not to put Hoshino the person on a pedestal.
This totem pole isn't actually for Michio, but to honor the work that he has done to document nature in Alaska.
The carving of the totem pole has taken several months. But even before Tommy Joseph made the first cut, other factors had to fall into place, such as gaining the support of the environmental community. Bob Sam again.
I didn't think about the other part where the tree would actually get sacrificed. That created kind of some tension in the environmental community who feel that Michio wouldn't have wanted a tree to be sacrificed for him.
Ultimately, the World Temperate Rainforest Coalition contributed financially to the project. Other funding came from supporters in Japan, many of whom contributed through the Japanese magazine Coyote. Carver Tommy Joseph has invested thousands of personal dollars in making the pole project happen. The actual logistics were another hurdle. Tommy Joseph led that phase.
It took 6 hours of driving log roads with a Forest Service representative, and he brought me, showed me where the trees were, the different stands of red cedar, and I picked out three trees, and then they ultimately told me which one I could have. Then I had to hire a logger to fell the tree, get it out of the forest, and deliver it to a loading dock.
The final product will be erected August 8th near Magic Island at the Halibut Point Recreation Area. Bob Sam hopes the experience will be positive for those who loved Hoshino.
The very simple act of putting up a totem pole and walking away will allow us to move on with our own lives, because a lot of people really still grieve his loss of his life.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Andy McDaniel.